Amateur Radio Newsline Report Number 2012, with a release date of Friday, May 20th, 2016, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. One of Saturn's founders becomes a silent key. A veteran ham's Dayton dreams. National parks on the air from down under the bridge. And a sad goodbye to a tireless promoter of amateur radio. All this and more in Amateur Radio Newsline Report Number 2012, coming your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Charleston, West Virginia, here is Jim Damron in 8TMW.
We open this week's report with news that hams throughout the Salvation Army's International Emergency Response Network, known as Saturn, are grieving the loss of one of Saturn's founding fathers, Major Patrick E. McPherson, WW9E. Here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Major Patrick E. McPherson, WW9E, who co-founded the Disaster Response and Relief Arm of the Salvation Army, has become a silent key. Saturn, or the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network, began in 1988 as a project McPherson undertook with three other radio amateurs. It has long since grown to be an international emergency communication and assistance organization and an official program of the Salvation Army. In fact, barely 2 months after its creation, Saturn already secured a prominent place on the disaster assistance map by facilitating communications between Jamaica and the United States during 1988's Hurricane Gilbert. McPherson had been Saturn's director for more than 23 years, leaving the post only 5 years ago. He died on May 14th in St. Joseph, Michigan. His legacy continues, however. The Saturnet meets weekdays on 14.265 megahertz at 1500 UTC. McPherson is also slated for a posthumous award. He will be given the Salvation Army Certificate in Recognition of Exceptional Service, a national-level award that he was scheduled to have been presented with later this year. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Saturn has grown to have a global presence in North America, Asia, the Caribbean, and elsewhere. McPherson's reach has not only touched the world, but influenced his own family. We should note that his wife, Carmela, is also a ham with the call sign KB9YSQ, as is his brother Larry, call sign KA0QEO. Major Patrick E. McPherson was 70 years old. Our next story follows up on a recent special event station operating as part of the year-long National Parks on the Air celebration. This one was set up in West Virginia, and I'm happy to say I was a part of it. But I did take time out to file this report for Amateur Radio Newsline. The National Parks on the Air Special Event Station under the New River Gorge Bridge in Fayetteville, West Virginia, on Saturday, May 15th, was a great success. 10 hams were part of this unique event using the West Virginia DX Association Club Call, W8AH. I was privileged to be one of the operators and took time out to talk to event organizer Randy Damron, N8XEA.
Well, today we're known as Amateur Radio Trolls because we are indeed under the bridge. It's been a great day for us. It all started with an idea back in December. I happened to catch ARRL's website about promoting the partnership with the National Park Service 100th anniversary, and they were encouraging amateur radio operators, of course, to pick their favorite national park. West Virginia, we have two. One up in the Panhandle, and of course the New River Gorge National River. And over the New River Gorge National River is the New River Gorge Bridge that is 3,036 feet long, and in the middle of the arch is 876 feet off the river. It's a very unique structure. We're very proud of it here in the state. It's also featured on our state quarter. It seemed to make sense not just to be under the bridge for our station, but the unique thing about our special event station today is we're suspending two in-fed antennas under the catwalk of the bridge. That makes us pretty unique. So we're running 20 meters, 40 meters. We're also running VHF on 2 meters, and we had some 6-meter contacts as well.
Randy says over 300 contacts were made during the 6-hour event. A successful day in spite of the wind, rain, and cold. Meanwhile, hams in the UK had high expectations for the recent 40-meter counties contest, but the forces of nature had other plans. We hear from Amateur Radio Newsline's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Amateurs in Ireland had been hopeful for good scores in the 40-meter counties contest, held on the 8th of May by the Irish Radio Transmitter Society. But a geomagnetic storm that hit earlier that morning changed everything. During the three-hour period of contesting, hams were struggling, especially the ones operating EI and GI stations, and the valuable contest multipliers suffered as they worked for contact with one another. There were better results with signals from overseas stations, however, and those contacts did improve towards the final hour. But organisers report that in the week following the contest, submission of contact logs were sparse. The IRTS has been asking all hams who participated to submit their logs by the deadline of Sunday the 22nd of May. Yes, even logs with limited results. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH in Nottingham, in the UK.
Amateur radio has gone the distance for 76 of his nearly 94 years, and that's partly what's sending Arthur Kunst, W3WM, from his Pennsylvania shack back to Ohio this year for yet another Dayton Hamvention. Shortly before making the trip with his son, Don, W3LNE, he spoke with Amateur Radio Newsline's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Ever wonder what it was like in the old days of amateur radio? Arthur Kunst, W3WM, was actually there in those days. Arthur was first licensed in 1939 and has remained active as a ham all through the years. In fact, as he approaches 94 years old, he's getting ready for another trip to Dayton.
I've been interested in Dayton for a long time, so I've had the opportunity to go there. I've probably been there at least 20 times. I really can't tell you how many times it is. I do know that on one occasion, my wife, who always went with me, went with the ladies' group, keep herself interested and happy, and she won the grand prize for the ladies in that particular year. It was a big outdoor roadshow type thing, had difficulty bringing it back in the automobile. And then I've been a longtime member of QCWA, and one of the chapters in Florida, I learned that we had one of the original founders of the Dayton Hamfest, and he would tell us about how it all got started a long time ago. And as he represented it, he said that the mission was a very small thing with a small concept in mind, the local type of a thing, and he said they would make all the plans around the kitchen table, and that was all that was necessary to do in those days. Well, it grew and grew and grew, and of course, the kitchen table did not suffice anymore.
Amateur radio has always been a family affair for Kunst.
My wife was involved. My grandson is involved. My son, who is W3LNE, which is the call sign I had about 50 years ago before I became a two-letter call, and a brother of mine was a radio amateur. And so we've had amateur radio disease running through our family for many years.
And he certainly hasn't let technology pass him by. He was an electrical engineer by profession, and that kept him experimenting with radio.
I'm very interested in the newer technologies involved, all modes of communication, simple devices compared to the device that we had a long time ago, or it was impossible to appreciate them a long time ago.
Arthur Kunst is a ham with a fascinating story to tell, and a lifelong fascination with amateur radio. We can all hope that we're still going strong when we turn 94. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the WR9ARC repeater of the Riverland Amateur Radio Club in La Crosse, Wisconsin, on Sundays. The Australian hams, who spent part of Easter weekend on the banks of the Burnett River in Queensland, weren't there for a day of operating outdoors. They came in search of something even more adventurous. John Williams, VK4JJW, explains.
For the radio amateurs in central Queensland, Australia, it was a once-in-a-lifetime gathering. Well, actually for some, it was a twice-in-a-lifetime gathering because most reunions are that at the very least. And this was a 50-year reunion of hams and friends and family. It took place at Ceratidus, on the banks of the Burnett River near Eidsvoll, the meeting point of 5 decades ago. As before, it happened on Easter weekend, and it was time for eyeball QSOs, camping and fellowship. Jeff Bonney, VK4GI, who was there at the first gathering, told Amateur Radio Newsline he was in good company reunion weekend. There was Dave McLean, VK4EE, and Kev Blanche, VK4MKB, and lots of first-timers who perhaps have a 50-year reunion in their own future someday. Bonney declared the gathering to be, quote, fantastic, end quote. Ultimately, the weekend, which marked the enduring bonds people forged from being on the air together, turned out to be more of a terrestrial celebration. Bonney said most of the on-air activity took place at 7060 MHz and 146.5 MHz for reunion attendees en route the reserve and on their way back home. He said, quote, "When all participants arrived, face-to-face conversation quickly took over," end quote. But with all the changes in the last 5 decades, from SSB outpacing AM in popularity to changes in Australia's foundation licence, it left little doubt as to what all the conversation was about. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is John Williams, VK4JJW.
The exercise held by the Ellis County Amateur Radio Club, WD5DDH, wasn't just a simulated search and rescue session, it was a real-life question and answer session, too. Working with the Ellis County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Group, hams deployed microwave, mobile, and wind link modes throughout the Texas county, simulating search and rescue along with damage assessment. Hams also got answers to their questions about how things are done and learned the drill. The Dallas Area Radio Club and the Ellis County Aries are close partners, working together in emergencies and simulations such as this one in late April. The Amateur Radio Club is also interested in learning more about the use of search dogs in a crisis. They've been receiving an introduction to this phase of search and rescue work by local businessman Jerry Sievers. The club meets in Waxahachie at 7:30 p.m. every third Thursday of the month at the Sheriff's Office Training Center. In the world of DX, John W5JON/V47JA will be active from Calypso Bay, St. Kitts, as V47JA from June 14th through July 15th. He'll work 160 through 6 meters, including 60 meters using SSB. He'll also be a single-op all-band entry during the IARU-HF World Championship Contest on July 9th and 10th. Send QSL cards to W5JON Direct or via Logbook of the World. He is not accepting Bureau QSLs. MERV N6NO is using the call sign VK9OL while working from Lord Howe Island. He will be there through May 29th. He's using mainly CW and focusing on the work bands. QSL direct to N6NO. Look for Phil TN2MP and Joe TN2BJ operating from the Congo, considered a semi-rare DX. They'll be operating there until May 23rd. QSLs go via F5MVB and F5AOW, respectively. On May 28th and 29th, be listening for members of the Luck Earn Amateur Radio Club working from the Marble Arch Caves Geopark in County Fermanagh, Ireland, to celebrate European Geoparks Week. They'll be using the call sign GB2MAC and operating SSB on all the HF bands. Send QSL cards via Logbook of the World, EQSL, and the Bureau. Finally, we say a sad goodbye to a tireless promoter of amateur radio, an Emmy Award-winning filmmaker, and a close friend and supporter of Amateur Radio Newsline. Here's Amateur Radio Newsline's Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
Dave Bell, W6AQ, passed away Friday, May 13th. He was 84. A ham for 65 years, Dave was a filmmaker and television producer. He's known in entertainment circles for his work producing TV movies, specials, and documentaries for all of the broadcast networks, including cable giants USA Network, HBO, and Showtime. He even made a couple of feature films, Nadia and The Long Walk Home. His documentary series, Missing, Have You Seen This Person, was nominated for an Emmy and became the basis for the legendary NBC series, Unsolved Mysteries. His CBS production of Do You Remember Love, starring Joanne Woodward and Richard Kiley, won the Emmy for Outstanding Drama Comedy Special in 1985. The list goes on and on. So prolific was Dave Bell's work, it's been said that anyone over 50 who's worked in reality TV at some point worked for or with Dave Bell. But we remember Dave not as a television executive, but as W6AQ. And before he got rolling in entertainment films in the 80s, he was making documentaries about amateur radio as far back as the late 50s. His first ham radio film was The Ham's Wide World. Here's Dave Bell.
Ham's Wide World featured several major celebrities who were big-time hams. If you know these names, you qualify for the old, old-timers club. Arthur Godfrey, K4LIB, Bill Leonard, W2SKE, and Barry Goldwater, K7UGA.
He recruited some major star power for the world of amateur radio.
What you have here is a typical example of a bunch of friends and acquaintances hamming it up.
Bernie, is there anything you'd like me to stop for on the way home?
These are hams, amateur radio operators. Bernie Abramson is a director of cinematography. His wife, Patty, works for an airline. Renee Tidwell is an engineer. Roy Neal is, of course, NBC's science editor. And Byron Paul is Dick Van Dyke's partner, which explains how I got involved in a show about ham radio. I've been over at Byron's a lot, and he's usually here in the shack, as he calls it, fooling around with his rig, talking to one of his friends. He's got him all over the world. He's really into this hobby. It looks like fun to me, too. You never know who you're going to hear on this thing.
In 2002, he produced Amateur Radio Today, featuring an iconic voice of a generation as the host.
I'd like you to hear something.
Situation. Electricity's out in the entire town, and I may be the only working generator.
QSL loud and clear. Do you have any priority messages?
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered. Many of you know I'm a sailor. What most of you don't know is I'm a radio ham, too. My call is KB2GSD. And you can bet that when I'm on the ocean, even if the GPS, the radar, and the ship to shore fail, I've still got my ham radio station. It really is the best backup communication system in the world. And that's the way it is.
One of the voices you heard in that clip was Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, Newsline's founder. Bill and Dave worked together for decades on those ARRL films. They were more than colleagues. They were the best of friends. Dave Bell was a supporter of our Young Ham of the Year Award, purchasing the plaque for the winner. I had the great fortune of presenting Dave Bell and a retrospective of those films at the 2014 Dayton Hamvention. I was awestruck, something that never happens to me. Dave was just as gracious as he could be, and we had a fantastic time that I will treasure for the rest of my days. Dave Bell is survived by Alice, better known as Sam, his wife of 61 years. Her call is W6QLT. Dave Bell's legacy will live on in these films. I encourage you to visit ARRL.org and learn more about these films. They're all available for purchase from the League. Remembering our good friend Dave Bell, W6AQ, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
With thanks to Allen Labs, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, Dayton Daily News, Don Kunst, W3LNE, DX.net, Jeff Bonney, VK4GI, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, Irish Radio Transmitter Society, Saturn, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, Waxahachie, Texas Daily Light, West Virginia DX Association, Wireless Institute of Australia, WTWW Shortwave, and you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website, www.arnewsline.org. We also remind listeners there's still time to nominate candidates for the 2016 Bill Pasternak Young Ham of the Year Award. For details and to download an application form, visit our website, www.arnewsline.org. Click on the tab for YHOTY. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, N8TMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2016, all rights reserved.